Good morning. We're learning Chayodim, Klal Yud, which is Hilchos Tamud Torah, and we're looking at Simon Tess. Misha writes at least because Kisser Shal Torah, a person wants to get not just Torah, but the Kesser of Torah. He wants to truly be crowned with knowledge of Torah. So he has to be careful. He should not waste his nights. Even one night, he should not waste eating, sleeping, and schmoozing. But rather, every night he has to make sure that he's going to take advantage of the opportunity of the quiet that night affords. His man of Chazal. This is based on this is a Chazal. It's in the Lashon of a Rambam. Obviously, nighttime was they did not have significant artificial lights, so nighttime was a quieter time. And the advantage of the quieter time is a contemplative moment, and a person should use that moment as a way to get Torah. Elabadivri Torah. I feel a bit of this, sort of even the short nights. A kaponim yom and mouth, make sure that some learning takes place. Chazal say, if you have a home, where Torah is not learned at nighttime, so eventually that house will be consumed by fire. So if a person wants to have a safety policy, insurance policy for his home, learning Torah in your home is an insurance policy. This is a quote from Chazal, and Chazal are telling us that learning Torah is an insurance policy to protect a person in his home. Person has an opportunity to learn and doesn't take advantage of it. If he will stop and think about what he's saying, is that's not so important, because very few people would argue they have an opportunity to make money, significant money, that they're not going to take advantage of it because they'd rather be reading a book, right, or something of that sort. They say, wow, such a great opportunity, let's go take advantage of that opportunity. So we want, if a person would look at Torah as the equivalent or greater than that, we would do the same thing. So why are we not running to get all of our opportunities to learn? Because Torah is not so, we don't see Torah in that same light of that same significance and value. So it means we are insulting Hashem's Torah, because it's very insulting to the Torah that it's less kosher than in people's minds than success in this world. There should be nothing more kosher to the person than success in the world of Torah. So we want to take advantage of that, and if we don't, it's through our Shem Bozo. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that a person mavatim in the Torah shalom the tzaruch is mischayv ben nafshu. So this phrase shalom the tzaruch is a very challenging phrase. What's called the tzaruch and what's called shalom the tzaruch? How much is necessary? How much bittul is necessary? The Shira Das explains that every person has a limit in their intellectual capacity, in their emotional capacity, how much they can spend time learning and not taking some type of a break for an emotional, mental health break. So that's not called Shalom the Tzarech. That's called the Tzarech. That's a valid need that every person has to take a break when it's possible. But if a person goes above and beyond that, and again, we're given a little bit of leeway to figure out exactly how much that is. If a person goes beyond that, that's called Bittul Torah Shalom the Tzarech. We're put in this world to learn Torah, and not for other purposes. So the person is being moved out to the mitzvah of a dibar tabom, which is al darshan, will have a dibar b'talem. Have a good morning.